Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF Kyle High with you this morning. And we were going to now head to the phones as we have Amanda Kavnis from Coffeyville Public Schools. Good morning, Amanda. How are you doing this morning?
I'm pretty good. Thanks for having me.
Well, Amanda, you said you wanted to come on, kind of give an update of activities going on. I know the COVID-19 is kind of shut down everything right now. A lot of things shut down. But so this kind of, you just kind of wanted to update the community on several different things going on, correct?
Yes. So I think the most important thing, as of March 16th, you know, our school buildings are closed. So we're not having school as we're used to for as long as I can remember, but school's still happening. All of our teachers and our staff have worked really hard since this announcement to create what they would call, or what the state would call, continuous learning plans. And so what that looks like is for pre-K through second grade, every kiddo gets a packet, and it's like a choice board. It's like things that they've already been exposed to, that they're comfortable doing. It's embedded learning that has literacy, numeracy, social, emotional, gross motor, fine motor, music, art, all of the domains that our kiddos need practice in so that they can grow and develop. And so teachers have created private Facebook pages or Class Dojo or Remind, all these different apps that are available, and they can connect with their families. So we're having lots of video chats going on. We're having families take pictures of the amazing activities that their kiddos are doing at home and sending it to the teacher or posting it to the platform so that we can just stay in touch. So right now, the most important thing is that everybody stays healthy, that you keep growing and practicing all of those skills that you know, and that the relationship piece, the connection between all of us and all of our students and all of our teachers is just able to stay safe and healthy while we are keeping, social distancing and working remotely so that all of the learning can occur. It's just so different than it's always been.
Well, Amanda, one thing I did want to ask about this, is this all, the distance learning, is it all electronic, or is it, because, families don't have the internet. Is it all electronic? Right. Is it all just like hardcore packets, or how is this being distributed?
That's a really good question. And so the teachers created the content, and whatever the content is, it's the same for however you access it. So if you say, I don't have internet service, I don't have the ability to do that, then we have provided paper packets for our families. If they do have internet, third grade and up is mostly online learning programming. And so if the school has handed out technology, so laptops, and they've been checked out to the families. And then the district has worked really hard to find some service providers that would provide, and there's one in the area that if you contact them, they're during this crisis time, they're trying to bring service, which wasn't previously available possibly. So it's open. It's whatever the family needs, that's what the school district is trying to do. So the content is basically, whether you choose paper or you choose online, you're getting the same experience. It's just in whatever works for your family.
And so that's a good idea, getting that both ways. Some families aren't able to have internet, so at least they'll still have the paper packets that they can still access. And it's basically, like you said, the same experience.
Right.
Also, that I've been noticing, you guys are still providing lunch, are you not?
Yes. So Child Nutrition has basically started the summer meal program. And so any child under the age of 18, you just pull up to the drive-through at the pickup locations. One is at Community Elementary School, and then one is at Food Service behind RMS. You just pull up, you tell them, and you're supposed to have the children with you. So if you have four kiddos, pile up in the car. Everybody stays in the car. It's like a drive-through, and you just pull up. You tell them how many you have. There's no fee. You don't have to qualify for free lunch. It's just like the regular summer meal program. And stay tuned to our Facebook pages for the district, USD 445 Coffeyville Public Schools, because as we're creating this and figuring out what works best for our families and our staff and still trying to keep everybody safe, I know it's been changing. So when you pick up your lunch for today, you get breakfast for tomorrow. And there's a schedule. I think they're doing two pickup days a week now where you'll get multiple days at one pickup. That way it limits contact. And then there's directions, you know, this needs to be refrigerated within 2 hours if it's not eaten. Or if you refrigerate it for tomorrow, then you warm it up when it's time. So they'll provide that information on our webpage also.
That's very, very cool. And you, your children don't necessarily have to be a student in USD 445, correct?
Correct. Any child under the age of 18 is eligible to receive the food.
So that's a great job that the nutrition program is working, and you guys are working extremely hard. I know during this time, this is completely unprecedented for, I guess, anybody in this time. You know, schools shutting down, the buildings shutting down, but the learning is still going on. It's just in a different way. And the other thing I kind of wanted to bring up is, I know some seniors are probably disappointed. They may not get to walk across the stage. Is there, if the coronavirus can kind of get under control, is there any way of looking at in the future maybe having like a graduation ceremony?
I cannot speak to that at this time. I know Mr. Stalford in his heart would love to have that opportunity if the buildings were able to be released, if the curve was flattened and this could be under control, as you say. I think that all of our hope is that life can get back to normal as soon as possible. But for that to happen, we all have to do our part and follow those directions and those guidelines from CDC and KDHE. So I can't speak to that because, like we've said, this is such a fluid situation and it changes so frequently. But I know it's in the heart of all of our staff, students, families, our leadership, that we want our children to not miss out on these lifetime experiences that, you know, that all of us have had before them. And I don't know what the answer is, but I can tell you that the students of Coffeyville are some of the most resilient children that I've ever met in my life. And so while this is a really hard situation, I believe deep down in my heart and my gut that these kiddos are going to rise up from this. They're going to learn things that the classroom could never have taught them, and they're going to be stronger as a result of it.
Absolutely. Definitely agree with you there. Talking to Amanda Cavitz from USD 445. Amanda, I appreciate you coming on this morning, letting everybody know what is going on about with the distance learning, also with school lunches, so kids can have lunch and breakfast the next day and be able to, because breakfast is very important for learning. It doesn't matter if you're going to school or if you're doing school at home. That's obviously one of the most important meals of the day to get going for the day. So again, I appreciate you coming on this morning, and I hope you have a great day. And again, thank you for all this great information.
Thank you, sir. And I would just recommend that everybody stay tuned to the Facebook page. I know it's going to look different for enrollment and for signing up for next year. So whatever that looks like, stay tuned to our district webpage and our Facebook pages so that you can get accurate information. And we try to answer questions within 24 hours. So anything that they want to know, come straight to us, and we'll relay the information as soon as we have it.
All right. Again, thank you, Amanda Cavitz from USD 445. I hope you have a great day.
Thank you. Stay healthy.
All right. You stay safe and healthy as well.
All right. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we will have some Fox News near the top of the hour. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.